What's up, everybody? Welcome to the first episode of Blockchain Boys Podcast. Myself, Max Eaton, aka MPE3, and my co-host, John Henson, aka NFT Hook. John, how we doing?
Yes, sir, man. How you doing, man? Hey, finally made it here. Finally got everything together. So let's get this thing started, see what happens.
Took a little bit, you know, a lot of technical stuff that we weren't really prepared for, you know, but after getting set up and one small trip to Best Buy, we got everything we need and we're ready to go.
Looks legit.
Yeah, man. And thanks to you for having this dope, you know, makeshift studio.
Yeah, man. Until, you know, we can get out the trenches, man, we're going to be in the house, man. You know what I mean? And then maybe, you know, one day we'll be able to do a studio, but, you know, the comfort of the home and, you know, it's a nice setup here, man. And shout out to you for kind of getting all the mics and stuff together, you know, from one of your friends kind of putting you on. So,
yeah, I'll say shout out to Davis Reed and the long shot pod boys
for
hooking us up with the list of stuff we need and, you know, getting us situated. But yeah, man, you know, we kind of wanted to have this first episode as, you know, meet the host, just so you guys can kind of get to know us a little bit, kind of an extension of, you know, the intro video we put out. So, you know, we'll go through how me and John got linked up together and, you know, our experience down in Miami. We were down at the Gutter Outpost, as well as some other events. But yeah, let's get into it. So do you want to tell the story how we met or
I mean, you start off. I'll start off today. We've told this story a few times. You know, we were at a Halloween concert festival thing. We were at a DJ set, Carnage, who's a pretty good DJ if anybody knows him.
Shout out Carnage.
Yes, sir. And you know, you came up to me, you're a basketball guy, I'm a basketball guy, you know, we kind of chatted a little bit and he talked and, you know, you said, hey, look, I'm into the NFT, I'm into the crypto space. And this is pretty much within 2 weeks of me getting into it and learning about it. And I didn't know where to start. And so he said, hey, look, I can put you on game. You know, let's meet this week. Got his number. We met at Starbucks for about 2 hours, felt like 20 minutes, and I minted my first NFT, the Gutter Dog, and it's kind of been crazy ever since, man, just learning about everything and, you know, going from there.
Nah, it was awesome. I actually have to shout out to my girlfriend, Kayleen. She was the one that actually noticed you and pointed you out to me, and, you know, I, you know, played basketball in front of the area, so obviously I recognized you, and I was thankful that number one, she dragged me to that concert that night. I didn't even want to go. I just wanted to degen on OpenSea all night long. And then also, you know, she pointed, you out to me and, you know, made the connection. And, it's funny, man. It's almost like everything happens for a reason.
For sure. Definitely. I'm a big believer in fate, man. And, you know, I appreciate you for helping me understand the space and kind of, I remember the first day, remember I was trying to mint the dog and the MetaMask and I was calling you. And
doing, I was saying, we were on FaceTime.
So I think everybody that started had that experience, man. So, you know, now I'm like well-versed into the whole ecosystem, man, and it's been fun.
And now you're fully metaverse, fully ready for the metaverse.
Decentraland character. I got NFT Hook Twitter and what else I got going on? MetaMask and all the apps.
I've turned you into a full DJ.
Yeah, for sure. DJ, so it's fun, man.
Sorry to your financial advisor. Yeah. Hey, won't be sorry soon, though.
It's been a battle. It's been a battle, but you know what? You know, we've come to a common ground, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's been fun.
Nah, but that was awesome, man. And yeah, I mean, you know, when we first met up, it's funny. I remember specifically, we were looking at the Bored Apes. Do you remember what the floor was?
36.
No, 30.
30? I actually have a text, and I circled the number to someone the other day, and I think, like, he had an offer of 29, and I think he, like, took the guy took it when you were just initially talking about it, and might have missed out on that one.
It's all right. You know, hey, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, in this space, you either win or you learn. So, you know, it's and for better or worse.
Right.
But, you know, just for, you know, our viewers who aren't, you know, as keen to what a Bored Ape is or the you know, the NFT collection that is the Bored Apes, they are, I would say, seen as the superior, you know, NFT collection in the space. Currently has a floor of, I think, like
77.78 earlier because I looked. Okay.
My man's in the market.
Yes, sir.
A little alpha drop there. Yep. But yeah, so Bored Apes is a collection of 10,000 cartoon apes that, you know, minted back in, I think, April.
Yeah,
I might be off on that. I should know that. Yeah. But it minted for, you know, 0.025. And, you know, based on the community and, you know, the value, the utility that, you know, these NFTs provide you, we've seen a crazy increase in price. And in my opinion, you know, I almost feel that Bored Apes kind of sparked this profile picture, you know, craze we see now where, you know, everybody's coming out with a 10K, you know, profile picture project, whether how good or, you know, bad it may be.
You're also right. April 2021.
April. See, I do know something.
Good job. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting and it's hard to explain unless you're like super into it. And I think I learned more so about NFTs by buying some ones that, you know, some rug pull projects and, you know, got excited about it, which I'm sure people have done, you know, in the space. And then I kind of learned what to look for with the research, looking at the properties, the rarity tools, all that good stuff. And, you know, there's still some interesting questions because it's kind of like, how does a website determine the rarity? Like, is there a formula? Do they have a spreadsheet? Like, are they typing in traits? So, you know, we might need to get rarity on here and ask them how they rate the apes.
100%. I would say the rarity tools is, for those of you non-crypto users, rarity.tools is, you know, one of the, I would just say, the staple in the space for, you know, ranking rarities for these NFT collections. So it is interesting, you know, how people, you know, value NFTs versus, you know, buying it for the rarity or just buying it, you know, for the aesthetics. You know, personally, I, you know, maybe a little happy medium, you know, combination of the two.
I like buying things that I really like, and that's why it took me a long time to buy a Gutter Cat, which is another NFT project we're part of.
Shout out Gutter Cat gang.
For sure. And so that was kind of my issue I have, even with the apes now, man, like, yeah, you can go get a floor eight, but if you're spending that much ETH, man, you got to get something you really like something that you put on your wall and you'd be proud about. And so that's how I judge, you know, what I like. And, you know, there's some apes that I'm like, oh, that's so cool. You know what I'm saying? And they're cheaper than ones that you see and you're like, why is this ape 100 ETH? I don't understand. And so it's an interesting kind of dynamic and everybody's different. And so, you know, but definitely get something you like, I would say. My best advice, because I'm sure one day NFTs are going to be in houses and in museums and, you know, like the ape that sold for, what, $3 million? Mm-hmm. Like, that could be feasibly put somewhere as a start of this thing. So just get something you like.
100%, yeah. Get something you're okay with having if it goes to zero.
Right.
You know, God forbid. but yeah, you mentioned you know, Gutter Cat Gang. You know, that's another NFT collection. You know, I would say the NFT collection I'm most heavily involved with, and John is as well from my guidance. You know, Gutter Dan. We can talk about my cut later.
Mm-hmm. right.
But yeah, so, you know, at the beginning of December, myself and John went down to Miami for Art Basel weekend, which the Gutter Cat Gang, had an event. They set up the Gutter Cat Outpost, which was a exact replica of their trap house, their, you know, gutter club.
Right.
In the House of Kiba metaverse, who are they have a partnership and are working very closely with. And
you got to explain the House of Kiva to tell them, kind of explain, because they're probably like, wait, House of Kiva?
So, So House of Kiva is another metaverse platform that's currently in development. You know, similar to Decentraland, I would say is the most popular. And, you know, with the impending release of The Sandbox coming out, that's another one that's getting a lot of traction. So the House of Kiba is another one of these metaverse platforms. But in my opinion, they have far and above better graphics than, you know, any of these other metaverse games that have been out so far. And, you know, I am very bullish on them, you know, because of that reason. You want
to go ahead. I love it. I'm learning too. Keep it rolling.
Yeah. So House of Kiba is awesome. They're, you know, working closely with the Gutter Cat Gang, and rendering all of the NFTs into, fully usable avatars, in the different various metaverse worlds. So yeah, it was just an unbelievable experience down in Miami. Shout out to Gutter Cat Gang. You know, we were there Thursday through Saturday. They had it set up. And the great thing, and you know, what people, a lot of people don't realize about, you know, NFTs and just the significance of having ownership over these purely digital assets, is you can verify ownership and provide utility for these holders. For an example, everyone who had any Gutter Cat NFT in the entire Gutter Cat Gang collection, let me back up. Yeah. So the Gutter Cat Gang collection consists of four species: the cats, the rats, dogs, and pigeons. Each species only has 3,000 NFTs, which gives the entire supply 12,000, which is, you know, slightly more than the 10,000 typical supply. But if you think of it in terms of, you know, the NFTs and then the subsets, the sub collections that they have came out with, you know, it's very comparable to Bored Apes, in terms of, you know, Bored Apes had their mutant apes that they were able to, you know, mint off of their apes. You know, Gutter Cats were able to receive or to mint rats per each cat they owned. And they're also able to receive, I'm not sure the mechanism because I wasn't in the gang at this time, but the mint passes, okay. You know, they're able to receive, I believe a couple of mint passes. I don't know if it was random.
They release merch. They drop merch on there.
I'll say, shout out the merch. We're both rocking our Gutter merch right now. But yeah, I mean, so anyone who had a Gutter NFT at this event not only had free food the entire weekend, but had free drinks, had a, you know, group of like-minded people that they could vibe with. And they also had Bun B, Spotty Wi-Fi perform on Thursday night, and then surprised us with 2/3 of Major Lazer. We missed Diplo, but 2/3 of Major Lazer coming through on Saturday night. And that was unbelievable.
Diplo seems like a Bored Ape guy.
He's a big Bored Ape guy. I think he has a Bored Ape.
I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Diplo seems like a Bored Ape guy.
Or Doodle. I feel like the artists are a lot of Doodle guys.
He might have a punk. Maybe
it could. He might have bought it on the dip.
Yeah, it was fun, man. They had the drinks, you know, specific drinks.
The rat trap.
Rat trap drink was our favorite, I believe. There's a video up on the page, Block Boys Pod page, where it kind of shows you what it looked like. The energy there was great. We met Gutter Dan, and we met the whole team really, and they were so cool. And so humble, man. And it was just a good environment, man. And that led us to buying a set, because I think I just had a dog and I said, I'm going to get all four. And, you know, and that kind of just led to the, you know, the Twitter spaces. We talked, we listened to that, what they were saying they're going to do. They released a roadmap. And, you know, it's not for us, I think, you know, which is, I think, was NFTs are supposed to be, it's a community. It's a utility, you know, they've got stuff planned. You know, Gasparilla's coming up. people don't know about Gasper, but it's Tampa's Mardi Gras. But I would say it's better than Mardi Gras, but I'm biased.
It's definitely better than Mardi Gras. For We're both biased, but I mean, like, let's just call a spade a spade.
Because the city shuts down, not just one street, right? Facts. And I don't know about New Orleans, which shuts down, but
I mean, they changed the laws.
They changed the laws for the day. For open carry of alcohol.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're thinking about trying to do something with that here, just because we know that a lot of people in Florida, Dan, you know, is a couple hours down south, man. So I'm excited for the future. The roadmap had, you know, gutter athletes, gutter music, gutter gaming. You know, it had all types of cool stuff that you can look into and kind of theorize what's going to happen. And I think that's with a lot of roadmaps with NFTs, and that's what gets you excited. And, you know, and that's kind of, I think, why also athletes are also getting into that space, because, you know, it's fun. It's a fun new space, and you know, I've talked to a lot of athletes that are super, super into it. You know, I was telling you earlier, I actually chatted with Mark Ingram from the Saints earlier.
Ooh.
And we were talking like we were best friends about these NFTs, like, and we had just met over FaceTime through a friend, man. And I think that's the dopest part about it, man. And likewise, when we went to the gutter event, I mean, we met guys that we just started talking, and like, it was like we're best friends, right?
100%.
You know, and you told me a story that someone gave you a ride home or something like that. And,
well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I you know, I met one of the guys there. Shout out my guy, Adam, fellow Bucks fan. Right. But yeah, needed a ride back to like the Airbnb. So after, you know, the event the one night, you know, me and my buddies, you know, ended up giving him a ride back. And it was just like, you know, what other community where you could, you know, just meet someone for the first time ever and, you know, have that trust and you know, trust them to, you know, not do anything crazy. Not advocating for anybody to get in strangers' cars, but just saying that it was a cool experience.
Hey, you trusted your fellow gutter gang member, man.
Exactly. He put his trust in me, and I'm thankful for that. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I want to bring up, you know, you mentioned gutter athletes. Yeah. You know, just because, you know, you were an athlete, yeah. I was kind of an athlete. Mm-hmm. you know, let's just talk a little bit about, you know, what, you know, gutter has going on. Their recent collab with Malik Monk.
Saw that. That was pretty dope.
Yeah. And then also, you know, just what you see kind of for the future of, you know, athletes in these NFTs.
You know, I think, you know, with Malik Monk doing the shoe thing, and it's for charity, correct, if I'm right and
yep.
or wrong. And I thought that was really cool. Just him doing that and you know, getting the NFT, getting this community into that, you know, public eye at the Lakers game, and that was kind of cool and kind of shows you what NFTs can do. And I think as far as with athletes, man, I think it's such a new hip thing, man. Like, certain athletes are really getting into it and you know, whether it's collecting, whether it's investing, whether it's creating their own NFTs. And you know, I think the biggest thing with athletes is, you know, especially when you create your own NFT, is monetizing yourself, right? Without having to give a chunk here, a chunk there. And, you know, with the NFTs, you can, it's a free world, man. You can utilize however you want, from tickets to maybe gear, or, you know, anything you want to do. You can literally do whatever you want to do. And I think that kind of excites athletes. And also, I mean, you know, with the cats and the apes and the punks and the doodles and everything that's, you know, go down the list, it's cool, right? Like, it's cool to have a, you know, ape picture or a cat.
It's a flex.
It's a flex.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was telling my boy today, I said, listen, you can go get a Ferrari, but did you buy that Ferrari? Did you lease it? Did you rent it? Do you own it?
Exactly.
You know, with
the
NFT.
Can't verify that on the blockchain.
NFT from a $5,000 NFT, a $1,000 NFT to a $250,000 Bored Ape, you got cash out. There is no leasing or owning or renting. So, you know, that's a flex in itself, right? And you put it on your profile page and, you know, we're going to start having some NFT chasers walking around here, females, you know what I'm saying?
Looking for. I was saying, we were talking about that the other night.
Females looking for the Bored Ape guys, you know what I'm saying? And the Doodle guys.
They're going to show up to Ape Fest.
It's
like,
gonna be, yeah, it's going to be, you know, crypto punk, you know, women that like the crypto punk guys, you know what I'm saying? Because every community has their own personality.
100%. Right?
And so, you know, I think it's just the beginning, honestly. So when I saw Adidas put that Bored Ape as a profile pic, it just blew my mind. You know what I mean? So I think that's just the start.
I'll say, yeah, especially, you know, I mentioned Adidas getting into the space. We got Nike that, you know, recently got into the space in a big way.
Or whatever. I think I was reading about that. You get like your own pod.
So they acquired Artifact, who made the, you know, the Clone X's. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I can't remember. I kind of briefly saw something where, like, you know, I think when the company that Nike acquired,
Artifact
or whatever, they do these little things where you can have like your own little pod and kind of set it up and have cool stuff in there. But I'm not 100% sure on that. But you know, it's I mean that's crazy.
I mean, that was just a crazy, you know, acquisition, because in the, you know, metaverse space and, you know, NFT space, they are, I would say, you know, the like first and foremost and, you know, cream of the crop as far as wearables and
they're getting all those patents, you know, secretly. I even saw something about how Facebook is putting in all these like patents for wearable devices and things to track your monitor of movements for the metaverse. I just read about it today, man.
And like those gloves, where it's you can feel stuff in the metaverse.
I had a Zoom meeting
in the metaverse,
showing me a product. So the guy that was hosting the meeting was in the metaverse. It was about a casino. You know, people are doing casinos in the metaverse. So he's literally inside the metaverse using the slot machines and showing you how it works, and he's utilizing it. And so at the end of the meeting, I'm sure everybody's wondering, this lady goes, so how are you doing this, right? You know what I mean? And because he was sitting down, like arms crossed, like he was on the couch, and just like, and so I guess he had sensors all on his body with the VR. So he was doing the presentation VR wise, and it just kind of like blew my mind, bro. It's coming.
That is crazy, yeah, man. Coming. It's funny. It was like the other day I was watching Ready Player One. The movie.
A lot of people reference, right? Yeah, a lot of people reference that. That's the kind of what's coming on.
But it's funny, man. I just feel like, you know, we see it little by little, but I mean, I feel like eventually, like, you know, maybe not to that extent where like the world is like, you know, polluted and dying. Yeah. Well, at least we hope so. Right. But I mean, I just think it's going to get to that point where, you know, the videos and the AR and the whole metaverse and VR is at that point where it's just, you know, almost indistinguishable from, you know, reality.
Right. And then, you know, even like with the NFTs, right, like wearables in the metaverse, like, and then, you know, even, you know, I think Nike's gearing up. It's just a theory, but I think they're going to eventually have all their shoes with NFTs, right, to make sure they're authentic, you know, because we went to NFT Basel for the little conference, and the designer was talking about how certain pieces with numbered pieces are going to be released with NFTs, so you can track who owned it, what was paid, you know, and it authenticates it without you having to send it off or without someone having to come in there and use their, you know, knowledge, right? It's on the blockchain.
Exactly. You know,
it's coming.
No. So. I was gonna say, people lie, but the blockchain don't.
Blockchain never lies. So.
No, that's awesome, man. But yeah, man, we're just, you know, really excited for, you know, this journey and, you know, these future conversations. We're going to have a lot of, you know, high level guests coming on.
Yeah, for sure. We, you know, we both know some athletes, some professional players, and all over the, you know, all leagues, you know, that, you know, they love to talk this, you know what I mean, crypto, NFT, Web3 talk. And they're excited to come on, man. And, you know, we got a lot in store, man. You know, this is only the beginning, man. And, you know, we're excited to kind of see where this takes off, man. Because, I mean, we could sit up here and talk for hours. We've done it before.
Facts.
So, you know what I mean? You know, it's gonna be a fun ride, man. And we hope everybody comes along, checks us out, and, you know, it'll be fun.
Yeah, no, come vibe with us in the metaverse. Sure. You know, we'll have, we're excited. We can, I think I can announce this. We got our next episode, which will be, you know, our first official episode, episode one, we'll be having Brett Phillips, the hometown hero, from St. Pete, my guy.
Great dude, too, man. Great, great first guest, like personality wise. He's from Tampa, like
unbelievable guest. Right. Couldn't be more charismatic athlete. No offense.
No, you're good.
In this space, but just such a nice guy. And, you know, I've had some great conversations with him in the last couple of weeks. He was very involved in, you know, the first NFT project he ended up getting into is Expansion Punks, which is a really cool project. They're looking to do an extension of the original 10,000 CryptoPunks. And making it a lot more inclusive. So for example, having traits of clothes that aren't specifically gendered for male or females. They have non-binary gender roles as well. But that's a great project. I have a few as well. Looking forward to having Brett on the, you know, talk to us about Expansion Punks, but you know, what he's got coming up for the Rays this season. You know, he actually is going to be wearing cleats featuring his NFT this year, which as a Rays fan, I think it's awesome that, the Rays are going to be the first team to have, you know, someone repping their NFT in game.
That's going to be, I think, you know, it's going to be more and more because it's, you know, something that you own that you can almost advertise, right? Like, you know, I think, you know, even with like Steph Curry having the ape, Odell having the punk, your various athletes, you're increasing value of your asset by wearing this, right? Like
you're just building your brand.
Like what if Tom Brady puts up a NFT profile picture? I mean, Steph Curry did the, you know, Lynx DAO thing. We'll talk about that more tomorrow probably, and it doubled their floor price.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
If you know what's coming, you know. If not, man, you gotta get hip.
We'll
be here to talk about it.
Tune into the podcast.
We'll be here to talk. Hey, we'll give you updates. We're gonna have a crypto, you know, crypto segment. We talk about what crypto is going. We'll try to get a crypto ticker somewhere in here. Sports ticker right there, but we'll get a crypto
maybe
ticker.
Above or underneath. Yeah. You know, we'll work it out.
Yeah, you know. What I mean, so,
but yeah, no. Looking really forward to this journey, and you know, got anything else for the people?
That's it, man. Hey. We'll see you next episode with Brett Phillips, and we'll go from there, bro. Shit.
Let's do it, man.
Let's do it, bro.